Welcome everybody to a bonus episode for this week. I feel like I want to address something that's been in sporting news the past couple of days. Naomi Osaka, I'm pretty sure a lot of you are familiar with her, plays tennis. She's actually ranked number two in the world right now. And she decided to withdraw from the French Open. And because I was reading the article, and I haven't been following her for a while, but I was reading the article and it was saying that she finished her first match. And I think she won her first match for the French Open, but she declined as far as meeting with the media afterwards, because they usually do press after the match, and so she skipped it. And come to find out that those in charge of the French Open, they fined her $15,000 because she skipped the media obligation. And there's been a lot of reaction from that, and it has nothing to do with what I usually talk about on this podcast, but I just feel so bad. I feel bad for her. I feel bad, just about the situation in general, because I feel like it was, mishandled. But like I said, she decided to withdraw. And I guess she just posted something on social media saying that she didn't want to be a distraction. She wanted everybody's focus to be back on tennis. And so the best thing for her to do was to withdraw. And I just felt that was just the most unnecessary thing, as far as how this could have been handled. But I think that the media's reaction was just so overblown that I can understand that, just withdrawing just seemed natural for what she's dealing with. And she mentioned also in her statement that she's dealt with depression the past few years. And she gets, anxious, feels anxiety when talking with the media and trying to, make sure that she gives the right answers or appropriate answers. And I just felt that I related to that so much, because it's one of the reasons that I started my podcast, is because I've been working at my fine art photography career since 2012. And that has been just an obstacle for me, because I have to introduce myself to, complete strangers. I have to do presentations, and you have to meet with people. And since I was young, that's always been public speaking in general, has been a real problem for me, and something I would try to avoid at all costs. And I was that little kid taking a seat all the way in the back of the classroom just to avoid my teacher, to the point where even in second grade, my teacher actually called my mom and had her come in for a conference. And of course, it's like, I'm thinking, please don't call my mom for anything, because my mom was very strict. But turns out that the conference was only because my teacher was concerned because I didn't talk. And I didn't talk in class. And so, of course, my mom was relieved, because she thought, it was going to be something serious. But so my mom was like, well, is he, passing his tests? If you ask him a question, does he know the answers? And my teacher was like, yeah, that's fine. But, I'm concerned because he doesn't talk. And Yeah, I mean, growing up, I was just shy. You know, I was just really shy. But getting back to Naomi, I noticed that she was uncomfortable. And I had, like I said, I haven't seen her play in years, but the last time I saw her was at the US Open. And I watched the match between her and Serena Williams. And of course, if you saw that match, there was some controversy in there. And then a referee, or they call it a the person at the chair took a point away from Serena because of verbal something Serena said. It was just like, it was crazy, right? But Naomi won the match. And the crowd, of course, was there wanting to see Serena, you know, win the US Open. And, you know, there was booing and there was just, I mean, it was really bad. But they were at the end and Naomi was supposed to get her trophy. Serena was supposed to get her, you know, like runners up trophy. And just the atmosphere was not good at all. And I'm looking at the expression on Naomi's face. It was just like she wanted to hide, to the point where she started putting her hands, like she had her hands on her hat, and it was like trying to pull her hat down over her face because it was just like she was completely uncomfortable. She didn't want to be there, and she had just won the US Open. She had just beaten her idol, Serena Williams, right? The person who actually inspired her to start her career in tennis. But she was completely uncomfortable. And just in general, watching Naomi in her interviews, you can just see that she was uncomfortable, that it's just like her personality is more shy. But I did notice one thing, because leading up to, I think she did another interview after that, like because Naomi went to the press, you know, after the US Open, she did an interview. They were talking about everything that happened during the match, all of that. And then Naomi gets up and she goes off to do more interviews, but this time she went to the Japanese media, which I believe she's from Japan. So the American commentators were started remarking, like, because they're still watching Naomi talk with the Japanese media, and they were like, well, she seems more relaxed over there. She seems more comfortable over there talking to them than she did with us. And I'm thinking in my mind, that's probably because you guys in the American media are a little bit overwhelming. You know, America, it's just the media here in the United States can be overwhelming. And this has been, gosh, it's kind of been in sports now since the past couple of weeks, because there's been this whole thing with Kwame Brown. Some NBA player says something about him on their podcast, and then he gets on YouTube and he was hurt by what they said, so he starts saying things about them. And he's just been going off on people ever since. For the past couple of weeks, he's just been every, because Kwame Brown was another one of those players where he was, what, 18, 19 years old when he came into the national basketball, the NBA. And, you know, Michael Jordan picked him for on Charlotte as the number one pick in the draft. He wasn't very good. He was getting crushed in the media. I mean, just crushed. And then he'd bounce around from team to team, team to team. And he's heard the jokes for years. But for some reason, you know, within the past 2 weeks, he just snapped. And he was like, "That enough is enough." And now he's just been blasting everybody because he's heard it all. And it's like, the media is not just, you know, you getting interviewed, but you got the social media, you know, the news media, you have blogs, forums. It's too much. It's too much. And so, you know, they were saying at the French Open, like, we have to use the media to promote the sport. You know, we and you know, the fans have to have some type of access to you or know what's going on. This gives the fans more information. My thinking of it is, it's like we have to take a step back and realize this 24-hour coverage of people is too much. This is like 24-hour, 7-day-a-week coverage of people, and it's entirely too much. And I know that there's a lot of money involved. It's like millions and millions of dollars involved here. But at the same time, you have to realize this is still a game. These are still human beings. And the way that people talk about you when you have a bad game or you say the wrong thing, it's just the backlash is too much, too heavy. It's just overwhelming. And so when Naomi talks about, well, I'm trying to give the right answers, it's simply because when you get behind a microphone and you say the wrong thing, just this overwhelming backlash is just entirely too much and it's entirely unnecessary. So people are walking on eggshells all the time, you know? And then combine that with, it just seems like she's already just as naturally a shy person. That just makes it worse. And so I feel like someone who's ranked number two in the world, you should give them the benefit of the doubt. You should give them some slack. You should give them some leeway. You should say, okay, because you should be able to sit down with somebody and say, okay, this is an issue. She's already proven that she's committed, that she's dedicated, that she's a very good player. She's, you know, like I said, number two in the world. So that consideration should be there to say, okay, if you need some space, we'll give you some space. We'll give you some time off. But it just seems to me like, and I was watching ESPN yesterday too, it just seems to me like people are generalizing this to say, well, if we let Naomi take a step back from the media, then everybody else is going to do it. Which I disagree because everybody else is not number two in the world. It's like she doesn't need the press. We already know who she is. She's already accomplished. Now, the players who are trying to get to where she is, they're definitely going to want coverage because they're trying to get to where she is. But if she needs to take a step back for this particular, you know, tournament, it's not the end of the world. It's not breaking anything. She was still playing great. So as long as she comes there, she does her job, and that's it. She wins, great, move on. If she loses, okay, you have your closing remarks or whatever, and you go home. I mean, why? I just don't understand why it's such a big deal, like the world is coming apart because she decided that she didn't want to talk to the media after a match. I mean, in it being 2021 and having the year that we had last year, this is what people are gonna go all crazy over, is because somebody didn't want to talk to the media after a match. I don't get it. It's just completely unnecessary. And then you fine her $15,000 for what? Because here's the thing. And the people in charge of the French Open, they put this out in their statement that they care about the players. They care about their mental health, their physical health, They are there to help in any way that they can. Once they figured out what the problem is, and even Naomi said that she didn't communicate it very well, and maybe she didn't, but still, it's Naomi Osaka. It's like, come on now. But anyway, this is what they're saying. They put out all these statements saying that they want to help and with mental health, everything like that. But then when someone brings up that they're having issues with their mental health, it just seems like so many people's like, well, what do you mean? Well, were you just sad? You know, do you just need to cheer up? It's like they have no compassion whatsoever. And they're like, you know what? You just need to suck it up and keep going. Don't be a baby. So it's like they're saying one thing, but then when you actually say, I have a problem, it becomes a huge problem. And the same thing happened last year, what they call in with the bubble with Paul George. Paul George comes out, says, you know what? I've been stuck here in Orlando, can't go anywhere. It's weighing on me. I'm getting depressed. And what happened? We came into this NBA season and you had guys just going at him, poking at him about it the entire regular season. And then they wonder why people don't say anything. If people have mental health problems, they don't bring it up. Because when somebody does bring it up, what's the reaction? It's not compassion. You get people who just see it as a weakness. You know, and there's something wrong with you, and you're the one who really has a problem. You shouldn't be having, you know, anxiety or you shouldn't be feeling depressed because you're making X amount of dollars. And so that should be the cure-all for everything. You're making millions of dollars, and so you should be automatically comfortable with talking to the media. And just you're performing your job in front of millions of people, and you should be okay with that. So I don't get it. It's like people are saying one thing. You can come to us. We'll help. We'll understand. And then when you bring it up, the next thing you know, you got people jabbing at you. You get fines. You start talking about, well, this is part of your obligations and all this other type of stuff. It's like, calm down. It's not that big of a deal. When you're already on that platform, people already know who you are. So if you don't want to talk to the media, the only ones who are really getting hurt is the media, because they want to write about something. And we already have too much media coverage. It's too much. And I think it's too much because one thing that I tweeted yesterday is in the media, they don't just report the news, whether it's sports or otherwise. They don't just report the news. They have to interject their personal opinion into everything they report. It's like, just tell me what's going on. I don't need your commentary. I don't need to know what you think about it. I don't need your opinion on it. I don't need you to tell me whether you think it's right or wrong. Just report the news. That's it. It would have been fine with me if all they would have said is Naomi didn't want to talk to the media, so we don't have anything to tell you guys, and leave it at that. Instead, Naomi didn't talk to the media. And they start going into a list of things of what's in the laws and the regulations and all this. And she shouldn't feel this way, or she should feel this way, or she should respond like this. And I'm like, I don't need all of that. So it's like, with the media, it's like 1% of it is actually real journalism where they just report the news. The other 99% of it is just you listening to people on various channels and outlets telling you what they think about what they reported. I'm like, that's not journalism. It's like, we don't need all this. And a lot of their opinions and their perspectives are so harsh and so critical. It's like, again, calm down. It's not that serious. So when you report the news like this, where you're interjecting your own opinion and your own perspective into everything, it becomes more about you than it is about the thing that you're reporting. And so to me, when you have these reporters and they're all coming out, well, she should do this because it's about them. Because we have these shows on in the morning to in the evening. I'm talking about early in the morning. It was at 6-7 o'clock in the morning until 6-7 o'clock in the evening, all day full of shows, 2 hours, 2.5 hour shows. Just they're telling you news, and then the rest of the show is just their own opinion. You have to get everybody's opinion. And it's like, this is too much. And everybody has something to say about someone you don't even know. It's like, yes, you're covering them, but you don't know them. You don't know them well enough to talk about them the way that you're talking about them. And then when the athletes come back at them, right, in a harsh way, they're like, well, why are you doing that? I don't understand. We're just reporting the news. No, you're not. But it's like they don't get that. They don't understand that. And again, they'll say, well, it'll be another commercial on the same channels. Like, hey, if you're having certain issues, you need to talk about it. You need to let other people know. And again, when this type of news comes out, and other people start finding out, you don't get that compassionate response in reality. You get it in a commercial or in a press release or something like that, but the reality doesn't match. So I'm just going to end with, I hope that they do this better next time around, and that Naomi gets to talk to everyone who's in charge of all these tournaments and say, this is how we can do things better moving forward. But for me, and as I've been reading people's comments, for a lot of other people, if these athletes decide, you know what, I'm tired of these reporters giving all their opinions about me or whatever it is, I don't feel like talking to them. If you don't talk to the media, I really don't care. I just turn on the TV to watch you play. That's it. I don't need to hear about what the reporters think about what you did. It's like, I don't need it. I just want to see you play. That's the main thing. That's the most important thing. And if you can't play, then we can't watch you play. And we've already learned from 2020 that when we don't have sports and we can't watch, we can't watch people use their gifts to do what they're doing, then us as fans, I mean, we have a problem. We get depressed. Because we were sitting there last year, like, oh my gosh, what are we gonna do? What are we supposed to watch? There's nobody to cheer for. There's nobody to root against. Because everybody's stuck at home. So now that we actually have Naomi and these guys playing, basketball, tennis, whatever it is, it's like, leave them alone. We had them sitting home all last year. Just leave them alone. Gosh. So I'm gonna get off my soapbox. But basically, I think I mentioned in one of my first episodes of this podcast is I one of the main reasons I started the podcast is so that I can get used to talking. To get from the back of the classroom, stand in front of everyone, and talk. And I figure the more that I do it, the more comfortable I'll get. You just have to start somewhere. And for Naomi and for everyone else, who are shy or you get anxious, stage fright, whatever you want to call it, you have to tune out everybody. And maybe even yourself. That part of yourself that just says you can't do this or you're going to mess up something. Wherever the negativity is coming from, whether it's internal, external, both, you have to learn how to tune it out. It doesn't happen all in, one day. It's just a step at a time. And I think that Naomi has, for her specifically, she's done great. But if it gets to a point where you just need to step away, you should be able to without being penalized for it. And I think the people who are in charge should be more understanding of that because you're still doing your job. You're still doing the main thing that you're supposed to do. So just keep going. And don't let you or anyone else stop you from moving forward. And you can have setbacks, but just don't give up and don't give in and say, well, this is how I'm always going to be and I'm never going to get better. Because you can. But I think that you have to surround yourself with the right people. And if you have people, in your circle that aren't helping, you gotta let them go. And if you have people in the media, if you're on that platform that they're definitely not helping, you're gonna have to ignore them. Because it's about you. And then, especially for Naomi, I mean, it'll be good to see her take steps forward because people who are still silent because they're afraid of, the reaction, they'll be encouraged, by what she's doing. So I'm looking forward to her bouncing back and, definitely looking forward to watching her play again. So thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it.